Dear brothers and sisters around the world, tonight we'll look into the amazing love of Father God who allowed the holiness gospel to us. And I'll tell you what kind of blessings and grace we, Manmin, are enjoying in it. When people get married, they got children. When they look at their firstborn son or daughter, their hearts are full of emotion and fervor. They check whether the child got all 5 and 10 fingers, whether their eyes and nose and mouth resemble whom. They are busy looking at their child. And they are amazed by the skill of God the Creator. The child grows up, and the child resembles its parents. The child even resembles the parents' characteristics, habits, even how they walk. So, parents feel so proud, and the child looks so lovely to them. Well, does that child understand such hearts of parents? If he can, when? Child cannot. So when he can understand parents' heart? Usually when they marry and get their own son or daughter, then they will recognize and understand, my father and my mother had this kind of feeling when I was born. And they look at their mother, you know, when they have their own son or daughter. Mom, did you love me when I was born like this? When I was a child, before when I went to elementary school, you know, I got no memory. My mom, what did she do to me? What is it? There must be many, many things that she did for me, but I couldn't remember. When I was an elementary school student, you know, I ate it with my own hand. Middle school and high school, I left my parents and studied abroad in Seoul, far from my hometown. And when I got my own child, and when I was raising my daughter, then, you know, 24/7, my father and my mother loved me. I realized it. I understood it. Then what about my Father God? From before the ages and until now, He loves me. He loves me more than anything else. And He created me for that. That I realized quite late. So I feel sorry. Imagine that lovely child got sick and suffers from great pain. Can you imagine the hearts of parents? Especially that disease is incurable. The child's body is decaying, and hands and feet are amputated. Now, when parents look at their child like that, they will surely say, I would like to suffer from that pain only to save my lovely child. I will give my life for my son or daughter. What's the reason I tell you this? I tell you this, tell you that our Father God's heart is the same. Through this message, the heart of our Father God, I hope you can feel it, understand it. In every part of this message, I would like to help you to understand the heart of Father God and the heart of our Lord who is looking down on us now, right now. Brothers and sisters, Father God created man from His own image, and He was so pleased. He created heavenly hosts and angels. He created all the animals and plants. But it was only man who was created after the image of Father God. So, God was so pleased. God set him as the ruler of the world and blessed him to multiply in the world. And God gave him the authority to rule over everything. Now, this man who was loved and blessed by God disobeyed the word of God. He committed sin and approached the destruction and death. His spirit, which is the master of the body, died, so he couldn't communicate with God. He began to lose the image of God. Then imagine our Father God's heart at that moment. The man lost beautiful and good look. Instead, it resembled the enemy devil and Satan, so filthy and dirty look. He lost all the authority and blessing that he enjoyed as a child of God, and now he suffered from all kinds of diseases, sorrow, pain. He lived like an animal. But can you imagine the heart of Father God who is looking down on such men? Can you imagine the heart of Father God who knows that man is going to fall into the pit of fire of hell? Just like parents who are watching their child dying from disease, our Father God's heart is so sad. Suffering from great pain and sorrow. When children wander around, there are parents who look at them. Parents keep silent in order not to hurt their hearts. They just pray with tears, with wish, to protect the child. Our Father God's heart, when He was watching His children commit sin, befriending the enemy devil and Satan, Father God was watching. Can you imagine that heart of Father God? If you can, I believe you can receive a lot of grace tonight. Our Lord Jesus died on the cross. He obeyed God like this. Our Lord consoled the heart of our Father God first. And then, He gave intercessory prayer for people who were crucifying Him and mocking Him. He was suffering from extreme pain on the cross. Even on that moment, he was thinking about Father God who was watching him. So, God, our Lord said, Father God, don't be sad. I can take care of it well. And at the same time, he was watching people, Virgin Mary, Mary Magdalene, His disciples, and even soldiers. He prayed for them. Heart of our Lord and love of our Lord. Thinking of Father God, thinking of souls. We must resemble, right? Say, we live on this earth for about 100 years. We are successful if we can get just one good friend whom we can share love with. Our Father God is cultivating us in order to find people with whom He can share true love with. He became triune God. When the time came, He sent Jesus Christ. And He also sent the Holy Spirit so that He can find children Father God can share love with. For those long, long years, He has been cultivating us. The members of Manmin Central Church and all the Manmin members around the world, Father God is looking at us and looking at them, and He has hope. You and I should be the one that Father God is searching for, and I believe that we can make it. Triune God is cultivating on us. Only to find the one He can share true love with. He is governing this human history. For that reason, about 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ revealed the love of cross and the glory of resurrection so that all men can reach salvation. God sent the Holy Spirit to the people who believe in the Lord. And on top of that, He set up this Manmin Church and help us adorn ourselves as beautiful bride of the Lord by watching the power of God and listening to the words of holiness. So, as you can see, God opened the way to salvation and the way to resemble our Father God. So, the title of this message is Toward the Holiness and the New Jerusalem. I hope that this message can help you find a way to home after a long journey through dark and long tunnel. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let's look into the meaning and importance of holiness first. Dictionary defines it as holy and clean. Holiness, or sometimes we call it sanctification, it is the status of clean heart with no evil by the power of the Holy Spirit after they receive the mercy of salvation and through faith through Jesus Christ. That is to resemble the Lord and recover the lost image of Father God. So what does it mean to children of God? Well, is it good if you can accomplish it? Well, it doesn't matter if you don't? No way. You said amen in your heart, right? As children of God, we are called by God. So, sanctification or holiness is our duty and is our ultimate goal of our Christian life. Leviticus 11:45 says, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." And 1 Thessalonians 4:3 says, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that is, that you abstain from sexual immorality." And 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, "Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." That said, sanctification and holiness is the will of our Father God toward us. And moreover, that's the ultimate reason why Jesus Christ shed His blood and redeemed us from our sin. In addition, Romans 6:6 says, knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. Our Lord cleansed our sin with his own blood. Why? In order for us not to commit sin anymore, but accomplish perfect sanctification. Now let's read Hebrews 6, verses 4 to 6. Let's read it together. For in the case of those who have once been enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of age to come and then have fallen away, it is impossible to renew them again to repentance, since they again crucified to themselves the Son of God and put him to open shame. Those who receive the Holy Spirit, those who receive the grace of God, if they commit sin again, then the redemption of the cross has nothing to do with them, and they cannot even receive salvation. That is what that scripture says. And 1 Thessalonians 5:19 says, "Do not quench the Spirit." We receive the Holy Spirit as a gift, but it can be quenched. We got to realize this. So, we got to fight against sin to the point of shedding blood. And we got to go toward the holiness as our ultimate goal. Therefore, if you truly have faith, and if you truly understand the love of Father God, then just like Apostle Paul who said, "I die daily," you got to cast off sin and evil every day, and go toward the holiness and toward New Jerusalem. I hope you can be like that. Brothers and sisters in Christ, how can we become sanctified then? It is well found in John 14:15. Our Lord said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." If we love the Lord and keep His commandments, then sanctification can be done automatically. In order to do this, we must understand the love of our Father God and of the Lord. To the extent we understand the love of Father God and the Lord in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, we can obey the will of God and we can love. That's why 1 John 5:3 says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome." If you truly love God, then you can keep His commandments with joy. So that's why it cannot be burdensome. To accomplish holiness, sometimes we pray for 40 days. We give vowed prayer, right? You used to. Well, I used to. Or sometimes, you know, I gave, you know, 70-day vowed prayer. Or 100-day vowed prayer. I believe you used to do that. Actually, many times. I myself, when I prayed, sometimes, you know, for the Beatitudes or the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, and, you know, for that title, you know, I prayed. Or when I prayed for that goal, or sometimes, you know, I prayed to feel the love of Father God, to feel the love of the Lord a lot more, to understand more. With that heart, you know, I prayed for my own holiness. I used to. And when I did that, Now, in the better than I pray for the some you know prayer title. When I prayed for the love of our Father God and of the Lord, you know, I could feel that, you know, I could all the more easily cast off my sin and evil. When we had the first love, I mean spiritual first love, you know, when we look around, well, I mean, before it was just the natural, just nature. But, you know, the nature only for me, for myself, my own nature, which can help me realize that that's the flower that Father God created for me. Then when I felt it, you know, I shed tears. And when I look up to the sky and found cloud, after I was faithful in doing all my duty, then I made all the greater resolution to do even more things for Father God. When I, you know, come across with the, even the one that I used to hate, you know, they look lovely. Why? Because the love of Father God and the love of the Lord, I felt it and I understood it. So hatred, that evil, I could cast it off. I was given that strength to do so. An elder that I know of, you know, experienced many, many things. And he got somewhat, you know, lost, I would say. And he was about to give up all the duties. And he gave, you know, vowed prayer to God. And he got the inspiration like this. There was a wandering child. He, an elder, had that child's son. Now, when you look at this son, can you give up on your son? I myself will never give up on you. Just as you cannot give up on your own child, but pray for that child, I myself will never give up on you. And I worry about you all the time. When elder felt it, he repented. He got new strength. And he was about to give up, but you know, he raised it from his mind. And he got new resolution and testified to it. When I heard it, I realized that our Father God's love is so great. Such love of Father God, love of the Lord, you and I must recover it. Brothers and sisters, Father God wants all the more children come to holiness and cast off sin to the point of shedding blood and cast off every form of evil. That's why Father God blessed them just as their soul and spirit prosper. And until they come to heaven and shines like sun. Brothers and sisters, secondly, let's look into the reason why God wants us to be sanctified. Why does God tell us to cast off sin to the point of shedding blood and accomplish sanctification? The reason is that God loves us so much. Repeat after me. He loves us so much. Why is it? Why is it love of God? Let me tell you from the days of Adam. Adam, the living being, was created after the image of Father God. He got so good. He got no evil at all. He was only taught by God about goodness and love and truth. He didn't know about what is evil, what is sin, and nothing. He was in the status of no sin at all. And he got power to rule everything. So he was living in the Garden of Eden without feeling any shortages. He lived like a king. Just like a king, right? He was like a king in the Garden of Eden. He could communicate with Father God because he was a living spirit, and he was able to enjoy all the eternal blessing. However, he was tempted by the serpent, and sin entered him. Then something terrible change occurred to him. Before committing sin and after committing sin, the outcome is completely different. Well, let's read together Romans chapter 6, verse 16. Do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death or of obedience resulting in righteousness? Adam, who committed sin, became a slave to sin, and he went to, death. All the power of Adam went over to the enemy devil. Adam lost the image of Father God, and he gradually was seen and stained by sin and evil. And Adam's descendants, all of them, were under the control of the enemy devil and Satan. So they suffer on this earth, and they could not but enter eternal death. So, worldly people, how do they live now? They got sick, or some of them got disabled, so that they cannot even freely move their own body. There are people who suffer from what to eat and what to wear and where to live, or some people who are suffering from family problems, or some people were isolated from this community. Some people got depressed. They don't know why they should live their lives on this earth, but look for fame and money. Or some people live hand to mouth. Well, it's the look of the worldly people. Even the people who come into the Lord, as long as they live in flesh, they may have trace of this worldly look. Sometimes, they got sick, even a little. They feel fatigue. Well, it's not great argue, but, they got ill feelings against some people, so they cannot make peace with those people. And there are people who, ask for some help because they are not fully, supplied, or, they cannot do what they want to do because of their given environment or conditions, or sometimes, they give up their dreams and hopes. So not only disasters or catastrophe, even trivial suffering, all of this are from sin due to Adam's disobedience. All the health, wealth, ease, pleasant life that were given to the living spirit Adam by God, on top of all the power, it was given to the enemy devil and Satan. Now, can we get that spiritual authority back? Can we? Is there any way? Or not? If there is, what is it? That is to recover the lost image of God. In other words, is to become holy. In the spiritual realm, sanctification becomes the power. To the extent you cast off sin and become sanctified, you can recover the authority and power that was given to the first man Adam by God, and you can rule the enemy devil and Satan. Most of all, I mean, for that, God, our Father God, gave the messages of holiness to this church. For those people who were hurt by the enemy, devil, and Satan. Father God gave the message so that we can defeat the enemy, devil, and Satan and live a healthy and blessed life as children of God. Now, for that reason, Father God gave us the gospel of holiness. Most of all, to the extent you accomplish sanctification, you can manifest the works of the Holy Spirit. Over the limit of the flesh, you can go into the spiritual realm and receive blessing all the time. To the extent you are sanctified, you can imagine the heart of Father God and accomplish spiritual love. Therefore, when you accomplish perfect love, which make you give up your own life, you can even enter New Jerusalem, which is the most beautiful place in heaven. So, sanctification for us is our Father God's greatest expression of His love. Sanctification and holiness is the only way to recover all the spiritual authority and power and blessing. Brothers and sisters around the world. Lastly, let's look into how God of love makes us to be holy and how He leads Mamin to New Jerusalem. When we drive, when we have navigation, even if your first trip to the destination, you will not lose, you will not be lost. You can get to the destination well. So, I'm so thankful to the one who developed this navigator. I think you are the same, right? Even in the fleshly world, we need navigator. Now, in our spiritual journey, way to New Jerusalem, to third heavenly kingdom, or to paradise, or to hell, lake of fire and lake of sulfur. Who get there? And how to cast off sin and how to, you know, go to heaven or after committing what kind of sin and go to hell. All the manual for these were given by God. I believe that this is spiritual navigation. And Father God gave this navigation to Man Min. You don't need to, you know, no matter where you go, if you have navigator, then you don't need to ask. You just put the destination and you just follow it. Just like that. Mamin is given that navigation system by God. Hallelujah. All glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. As long as we just obey and follow Him, then that's it. Just as our God said, we can be holy by words and prayer. When we gather together every night and pray in the works of the Holy Spirit, Father God is helping us to cast off every form of evil. Inside New Jerusalem, there are beautiful jewels, and there are buildings that are constructed by those jewels and golds. It shines beautiful and various, you know, lights and the light of God's glory. Those, you know, buildings and castles were made of, you know, jasper, beryl, and all kinds of pricey jewels. In the center of the city, there is the throne of God, and the river of life flows from it. And you can find all the castles all the forefathers that you know of from the Bible, such as Elijah, Enoch, Abraham, Moses, Apostle Paul, and Mary Magdalene and the Virgin Mary. It's beautiful and splendid castles. When you look at the castle of the Lord, then you can find the castles for His 12 disciples. Those castles are also made of beautiful jewels and gold. There are castles for Peter, John, James, and for other disciples. Inside the castle of the Lord, there are places for Virgin Mary and Mary Magdalene, although they have their own castles close to the throne of God. And there is a huge castle. Around the castle, there are so many castles are being constructed. And among those castles, well, I know the owner of the castle now. I know, and I know it by my faith. His name is Pastor Park Hyung-yeol. Well, let's confess. Around that huge castle, there are other castles. Your name, put your name there, okay? Whose castle? Jeffrey's castle? Castles for you and for me are being constructed. Brothers and sisters, when I used to go to a seminary college in different denomination, I had a conversation with my friends about 10 commandments. And we said, we cannot keep all the 10 commandments. We just try to keep them. Jesus died on the cross for that. And I used to say so. If we live the Christian life like this, then how could we go to New Jerusalem? Some said, since God tells us to keep them, we gotta keep them. God tells us to keep the commandments because we can keep them. There were friends who talked like that. Then some people were, you know, shaking their heads when they said, not only 10 commandments, but we have to accomplish sanctification in our heart. There were friends who were, you know, shaking their heads at them. And on top of that, we gotta even get rid of nature, which is deep hidden inside our heart, should be cast off to recover the lost image of Father God completely. If I said so, what would they say? They would say, wow, I can understand you. They must say so, right? They don't know. They don't understand why God put Job in the Bible. So who can understand Job? However, this church, for many years, that Job was explained every Friday night. Say, our Lord said in Matthew 5, verses 27 and 28, you have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Now, let's read 1 John chapter 5, verse 15. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. My gosh, I'm worried. We come to church to get eternal life. But only because of hatred, we become murderer, and we cannot get eternal life? We gotta cast off even fleshly, all kinds of fleshly things. We just hate in our heart, but it is like a murderer. Why? Because the murder comes from the hatred. Even if we say, you know, we just hate in our heart, when that hatred develops, it can become the murder. Our Lord said in Matthew 5, verses 21 and 22, you've heard that the ancients were told, you shall not commit murder, and whoever commits murder shall be liable to the court. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be guilty before the court, and whoever says to his brother, you go for nothing, shall be guilty before the Supreme Court, and whoever says, you fool, shall be guilty enough to go into the fiery hell. Don't take it so lightly. If you hate your brother, then you can commit many kinds of sins like this. You may call him bad names. You can judge and condemn. You can be jealousy. You may lie. You may give some laws. Or you can become enemies. All those evil rooted from hatred are all spiritually murder. In the days of the Old Testament, there was no Holy Spirit. So it wasn't easy to circumcise our heart and to be sanctified. However, in the era of New Testament, the Holy Spirit came to our heart, and it gives us strength to cast off even sinful nature from our heart. So, children of God should not only commit murder, but also cast off hatred from our heart. That's why our Lord said so in the Bible. As we cast off sinful nature from our heart and fill our heart with love, then we can dwell in the love of Father God, and then we can show the evidence of that love to others. So, I read Matthew 15:14, which says, let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if a blind man guides a blind man, both will fall into a pit. I give thanks to our Father God who allowed us to preach the gospel of holiness in Manmin. Members of Gwangju Manmin Church, said, we are thankful for having Gwangju Manmin Church in our city. That's what they say. If I had not met Senior Pastor, if I had not come to Manmin Church, if I had not heard about the gospel of holiness, but lived as a Christian, saying that we can get salvation if we call on to the name of the Lord. But the Lord said, everyone who says to the Lord, the Lord cannot come to heaven. Only those who does the will of Father God can come to heaven. We gotta find pairs in the Bible. We can believe in heart and come to righteousness, and as we confess with our lips, we can come to salvation. There are sins that can be saved. There are sins that can reach eternal death. There are sins blaspheming the Holy Spirit. There are all kinds of things in the Bible which goes in pair. And fundamentally, God tells us to cast off every form of evil in our heart and recover the lost image of Father God completely and to become true children of God and share true love with our Father God. To acquire such children, Father God planned this human cultivation before ages. All this kind of providence, knowing it and does ministry, and live as a Christian without knowing this, or became a pastor in my own home city, then members of my church, what would they do? However, I'm so thankful. Members of Gwangju Manmin Church are so thankful for this fact too. Now, what about you? You know it too. So, members of Manmin Church, you know, tell me so. Uh-huh. You too know the value of the gospel of holiness. Brothers and sisters, you are so blessed. In Manmin navigation, you got final goal, which is New Jerusalem, right? Final destination. So no matter what happens, do not unfasten your seatbelt. But until you get to New Jerusalem, say only yes and amen and obey. Then we can get there. We were not just taught with words to be holy. We actually experienced and witnessed the power of God who is living. We learned that we can actually cast off sin and how to cast off sin. We experienced that. To the extent we cast off sin, we experience blessing. We experience that by ourselves and we hear those testimonies. So, to get to sanctification is so easy and we are happy to do so. You and I, we just live in happiness and joy as a Christian, right? All the Manmin people who understand this can find yourself that you are tremendously changed. There was peace in the family when that used to have arguments all the time. Now, I recently visited a family, and I had a lunch together and had a conversation. A senior deacon said, her husband, he was about to be anointed as an elder. She said, Pastor, if I had not come to Manmin Church, well, we must have been divorced already. But since I came to Manmin and heard the gospel of holiness, understood it, then I came to understand my husband, love him, and serve each other. So another senior deaconess said that, I'm the same. I got same experience. And my wife looked at me and she said, my pastor, your pastor, if you had not come to Manmin Church and had not heard the gospel of holiness, well, I would not. Well, she didn't say so, but you know, she gave me that look. But if I'm married to someone again, I would like to marry to my wife again. And my wife also confesses the same. We were having that kind of happy conversation together. Those who depended on the medicine and doctors, they were all healed by the power of God. Most of all, their hearts is full of joy and hope for heaven. So, we are set apart from the worldly people. We work so hard to cast off every form of evil, and we walk by the truth. So, God bless us so that our soul and spirit can prosper. On top of that, we can see darkness goes away and light comes. Mommy members are full of hope for heaven. They look toward the heaven, fixing their eyes on God. How? Because we imagine our senior pastor who only obeys the word of God and follows the Bible by faith. And just like our other mommy members who are like the members of the early church, brothers and sisters, God of love gave us this gospel of holiness and manifest the power so that we can follow. Therefore, you and I resemble our Lord, accomplish holiness, and run toward New Jerusalem. Until we meet the Lord, we should never stop. In a vast ocean, there is a ship. It needed a compass before, but now it has now navigation system and GPS. Airplanes and ships, they are sailing or they are flying by the help of this GPS and navigation. And they even have autopilot. When they put their altitude or, you know, direction or all other data, then the airplane, you know, maneuver automatically until it lands. Pilots do not need to operate the airplane. In the providence of Father God's providence, in the providence of Father God, our Mamim people have destination to New Jerusalem. We receive that navigator as Mamim. Mamim members, until they get to the final destination, we gotta circumcise our heart, accomplish sanctification, be faithful in all God's house, and to become true and become true children. For that, Triune God is leading us. Therefore, when we come across terrible storm and the Manmin ship is, you know, shaking, we should never get off from the ship. We gotta believe in the power of God who can calm even the worst storm. We gotta become pledged to Father God, giving glory to God. Brothers and sisters, let me conclude this message. You got a daughter who can speak 5 languages, good looking. She is envied by many people. She was even become the priest woman in this country. Let's say. However, she got cancer. Now, she cannot but live only a few years. No matter what talent she has, no matter how beautiful she is, it's useless. Only if you can heal her cancer. You want to do everything for her. If you got no faith, you may go to hospital. If you have faith, you may try to heal her by faith. You will try every means to heal her. Since you love your daughter so much, you want to make her healthy and rich. So you want to get rid of that cancer no matter what. Our Father God wants every His child to cast off form of evil and come to holiness as quickly as possible. The sinful nature eventually develops into fleshly deeds. It may lead us to commit sins leading to death. But Mamin, in this end time, in the providence of Father God, we found this cancer in the early days, and we were given spiritual medicine to get rid of the cancer and to become sanctified. If you cast light, then you can find all those dirty things. As the gospel of holiness shines our heart, we can even find even the minute evil nature in our heart. Therefore, we can enjoy all kinds of fervent prayers and power of God's, you know, God's power, so that we can get to sanctification and New Jerusalem. Father God is leading us Himself, so how blessed we are. Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrates His own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The love of the Lord, who came to this earth to save us and died on the wooden cross for us 2,000 years ago. And the love of Father God, who gave us His ultimate love until He got true children. I hope you can understand this love and accomplish holiness and be faithful in all God's house and go to New Jerusalem, just as our senior pastor wishes, as you celebrate this Christmas. On the day when our Lord, who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, comes to take us back, may you become the beautiful bride of the Lord. Find yourself in the arms of the Lord and dwell in New Jerusalem forever and ever. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.